Food safety is our top concern. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
There should be no concern, as indicated, about the safety of our food supply.
USDA Chief Veterinarian Dr. John Clifford commenting yesterday on just the fourth confirmed case ever in the United States of BSE, which was diagnosed in a dairy cow in California.
First off, this particular animal did not enter the food supply at any time, so there is no concern about that. In addition, the safety of our food is addressed through our interlocking safeguards and through the removal of any type of material that could taint the BSE agent in the United States. Therefore, we continually protect public health through the removal of these materials.
Dr. Clifford says the carcass of this cow has been destroyed and they will continue monitoring the situation, but again, no part of the animal ever entered the food supply, and that reinforces that our safeguards that are in place are working across the country and here in Tennessee.
This is really an animal health issue. It's not a food safety issue.
Tom Womack is a spokesman for the Tennessee Department of Agriculture.
The system worked like it was supposed to. And we have safeguards in our feed system. We also have a strong surveillance program, both nationally and in Tennessee, where we routinely test for BSE in our cattle population. So we do know that the incidence of this disease is extremely low.
And again, only four cases of BSE ever diagnosed in the United States. Last year, there were only 29 worldwide cases of BSE, a dramatic decline and 99% reduction since the peak in 1992 of more than 37,000 cases. Bottom line, our beef is safe. Hope all of you have a safe day. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.